Our first batch of news items kicks off with a visit to Norwich this week from the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and reports of long waiting lists at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. We also hear about a fatal car crash on the A47, and a blaze nearly completely destroys the thatched pavilion at Higham Park. On a happier note is the ceremony of the Norfolk Business Awards. First, that political visit. Boris Johnson has pledged to finally get the A47 duelled and has compelled police in Norfolk and Waveney to use the controversial stop-and-search method to clamp down on drug gangs. In an exclusive interview with this paper, the Prime Minister said he was determined to finally make good on several former government's broken promises to stop the misery of drivers using the vital link road into Norwich and Norfolk. He also urged police to stop and search more widely on the region's streets in a bid to halt the rise in the county line's gangs who have flooded Norfolk and Waveney with drugs in recent years. The PM also pledged to get parity of esteem for mental health so it is treated with the same urgency as physical illness. After visiting the International Aviation Academy near Norwich Airport, the Prime Minister came to this newspaper's offices at Prospect House in Norwich to deliver his pitch for Number 10.
A hospital has warned that long waiting lists are pushing services to unrecoverable positions. More than 46,000 people are now waiting for treatment at the University Hospital of Norwich, up 9% on last year. Patients are meant to get treatment within 18 weeks of being referred, but only 18% of patients are currently being seen within that time. Papers going before the hospital board warns that it means services are being pushed to unrecoverable positions unless there is a significant change to processes. The growing waiting lists are blamed and operations being cancelled because of lack of capacity and high levels of demand. A hospital spokesman said, where possible, we continue to invest in our workforce and in services to improve patient care and meet growing demand. The hospital is aiming to save $26.6 million this financial year and has saved $10.7 million so far.
A call has been made to improve safety for pedestrians and road users in an area where two people died and a third received life-changing injuries in a crash. Emergency services were called to the A1074 last Friday after a car was involved in a collision with two pedestrians. The driver of the car, a man in his 30s, and one of the pedestrians, a man in his 40s, were pronounced dead at the scene. The second pedestrian, a woman in her 50s, sustained life-changing injuries and was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where she remains. The circumstances of the collision are not yet known.
A community has been left deeply saddened after a fire destroyed a hugely loved park spot. The tennis pavilion at Higham Park on Jessop Road went up in flames last Saturday. Around 25 firefighters tackled the blaze until the evening at the Grade 2 listed park and were forced to strip the thatch roof in order to contain the fire. Now the pavilion, which was approaching its 100th birthday, is in a very sad and sorry state. Denise Carlow, a Green Party councillor for Nelson Ward, said, "From a distance, it looks as though the main structure is intact, so hopefully it will be possible to replace the roof. Higham Park is hugely loved, and when I was there today, there were people coming to look at the pavilion and being very sad. It is a big loss, but hopefully it can be brought back. It is really important to retain the pavilion in the park because it's an integral part of the park's design. The fire brigade obviously did really well getting there so quickly. Investigations are currently ongoing to establish the cause of the fire."
The Best of Norfolk Business has been celebrated at the County's Premier Awards Ceremony. The Norfolk Business Awards, organised by the Eastern Daily Press, were presented at the Norfolk Showground Arena, and Angling Direct, Britain's biggest specialist fishing retailer, landed the Outstanding Achievement Award, sponsored by Norwich Research Park. The company, founded in Wroxham in 1986, won the award in recognition of a period of sustained growth, which has seen it register a like-for-like sales spike of 13% and a total of 31 stores across the UK. The Business of the Year was won by Richardson's Leisure, while Director of the Year went to Carol Osborne of creative agency Born. The awards were hosted by television and film star James Nesbitt, who entertained guests after dinner before revealing the winners. In total, 11 awards were handed out to the cream of Norfolk's business community in front of more than 500 guests.